Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been studying the fascinating subject of what the Bible says about angels. Yesterday, we began to look at scripture that talked about the work of angels or the ministry of angels. Specifically, we covered the fact that angels are assigned to watch over children, as we see in Matthew 18, verse 10, when Jesus spoke about how the angels in heaven do always behold the face of the Father in heaven, and he was referring to these little ones, or the children. Their angels always see God's face. There are angels assigned to protect and guard children. But angels don't leave people just because they become adults. If the people have become believers or committed their lives to Jesus Christ as Lord, because we find in Psalm 91 the amazing promise for the person who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, the person who is abiding in the shadow of the Almighty, and that is the one who has made the Lord Jesus Christ his or her refuge in life, and you have committed your life into the care of God. And for you, there is this amazing promise that God has assigned angels to care for you. It says in verse 11 and 12 of Psalm 91, "For he," referring to God, "will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up with their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, you will trample down." It goes on to describe all the protection that is afforded to the one who loves and honors God. And this is a promise of God, but it is also an assignment that's been given to angels that God created to watch over and protect and rescue the godly. A fascinating story that comes with the history of the ship, the Titanic, is told about a man named Charles Lightroller. His mother had died while he was an infant, and his father had abandoned him. So as a young man, at the age of 13, he ran off to the sea. And by 1912, he was a respected seaman for the White Star Line and was assigned to the maiden voyage of the greatest ocean liner ever built, named the Titanic. He was just drifting off to sleep on April 14th when he felt a bump in the ship's forward motion. Hopping from his bunk, he soon learned that the Titanic had struck an iceberg. As the horrors of that night unfolded, Lightroller finally found himself standing on the roof of the officers' quarters, the water lapping at his feet as he helped any and all around him into lifeboats. Finally, there was nothing left for Lightroller to do but to jump from the roof into the freezing waters of the North Atlantic. The shock of the 28-degree water against his sweating body stunned him. As he struggled to regain his bearing and to swim away from the ship, he was suddenly sucked backwards and pinned against a ventilation grate at the base of a funnel that went all the way down to boiler room number 6. He was stuck, drowning, and going down with the ship. But suddenly, Psalm 91:11 came clearly to his mind. "For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways." At that very moment, a blast of hot air exploded from the belly of that ship, shooting Lightroller like a missile to the surface of the ocean. He managed to grab a length of rope that was attached to the side of an overturned lifeboat and float along with it until he pulled himself up on top of that upside-down boat. He turned and watched the last moments of the Titanic. Her stern swung up in the air until the ship was in an absolutely perpendicular position. Then she slowly sank down into the water with only a small gulp as her stern disappeared beneath the waves. There were about 30 men atop that lifeboat, and together they recited the Lord's Prayer, and then Light Roller took command of the boat and guided them to safety. This amazing story demonstrates the power of the Word of God and the power of God's promises to the one who will believe. The word that Light Roller took hold of with his heart was Psalm 91:11, "For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways." This promise of the Word of God is the description of the angel's assignment to keep charge over the person who would believe God, for the believer. This work of angels is very important to God, and certainly it's very important to men. In Billy Graham's book entitled Angels, he tells of one of the most profound missionary stories ever revealed with regard to this issue of angels on assignment. In a dark night about 100 years ago, a Scottish missionary couple found themselves surrounded by cannibals intent on taking their lives. That terror-filled night, the couple fell to their knees and prayed that God would protect them. It was a horrible time. Intermittent with their prayers, the missionaries heard the cries of the savages and imagined the specters coming through the door to take their lives. As the sun began to rise, to their astonishment, they found that the natives were retreating into the forest. The missionaries were absolutely amazed and filled with joy. Their hearts soared in praise to God. It was truly a day of rejoicing. The couple bravely continued their work in that dangerous country. A year later, the chief of the tribe was saved. As the missionary spoke with him, he remembered the horror of that night a year before. He asked the chief why he and his men had not killed them. The chief replied in surprise, "Well, who were all those men with you?" The missionary answered, "Why, there were no men with us. There was just my wife and myself." The chief began to argue with him, saying, "There were hundreds of tall men in shining garments with drawn swords circling about your house, so we could not attack you." And this was the testimony of the legendary missionary John Patton of New Hebrides, recorded in Billy Graham's book called Angels. God has assigned angels a very important work in the earth, and that is to protect the people of God. Corrie ten Boom also experienced this angelic protection, the assignment of God, and it also demonstrates for us another fact about angels, and that is that in Psalm 103, verse 20, the scripture reveals to us that angels respond to the spoken word of God. It says in verse 20 of Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, you, his angels, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word." This scripture gives us an insight into an important aspect of angels' work in the earth. They respond to God's word being spoken. They obey the voice of his word. You may speak the word of God at any time, and angels must obey the voice of God's word. It can be the voice of God's word spoken by God himself, or the voice of God's word spoken by a believer who recites the word of God, who memorizes the word of God, who speaks forth the word of God over his or her life. Corrie ten Boom spoke forth the word of God to the Lord, and the angel of God obeyed the voice of his word in this amazing story. Corrie ten Boom, who was a Dutch woman who had been imprisoned in Nazi concentration camps for hiding the Jews, was later released and began to minister around the world. And on one particular trip where she was smuggling Bibles into communist Eastern Europe, the border guard was checking everyone's luggage, and she knew her load of Bibles would surely be discovered. In alarm, she prayed, "Lord, you have said that you would watch over your word. Now, please watch over your word that I am smuggling." Suddenly, as she looked at her suitcase, it seemed to glow with light. No one else saw it, but to her it was unmistakable. There was an aura of light wrapped around that suitcase. Her turn came at customs, and the guard, who had so vigilantly opened and inspected every piece of everyone else's luggage, glanced at her bags, shrugged, and waved her through. Corrie ten Boom was convinced that an angel of God completely protected or made invisible somehow that piece of luggage that contained those Bibles being smuggled into Eastern Europe. One of the ministries of angels is protection of the believer, and a second one is to respond to the spoken word of God. You can speak out God's word and receive angelic assistance, because that is the assignment of angels created by God for many awesome purposes, both in heaven and on earth. Believe God's word that he has given his angels charge over you, and enjoy the protection of those angelic beings on your behalf. Have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.